This is Earth and Sky on why some people are switching to shade-grown coffee.
Many songbirds spend the spring and summer months in North America, but these birds winter in the tropical forests of Latin America. As these forests are being increasingly cleared away for use in agriculture and for human settlements, many songbirds have been finding refuge in traditional shade coffee farms, where coffee shrubs are planted as part of the understory of fruit trees, banana trees, and hardwood trees. By the early 1900s, many shade coffee plantations were thriving. Today, these plantations host a wide variety of wildlife.
But starting in the 1970s, farmers came under increasing pressure to plant coffee in the open sun. Their coffee yields increased with the use of chemical fertilizers, insecticides, and pesticides. In open sun coffee plantations, there's little place for wildlife. Meanwhile, many traditional shade coffee farms are still holding on. They often practice eco-friendly coffee cultivation, and they provide a home for wildlife, especially songbirds.
To learn more about shade coffee, visit today's show at our website at earthsky.com. Today's program was made possible by the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation in cooperation with the U.S. Forest Service. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.